Make yourself comfy and close your eyes and relax your shoulders and relax the muscles in your face and then feel any nervous energy or any unwanted energy slowly draining down your face, down the length of your body, down your arms, down your legs, out through your feet into Mother Earth, where all this unwanted energy is transmuted into positive energy for the earth. And take one low, slow breath. And we're going to be looking at communication and how do you express what you need to. And we're going to start off by looking back at a time, at an episode where you communicated thoroughly, where you communicated with power, with confidence, with competence, and thoroughly. A time that you communicated when you were really, really you. So take a moment just to think of one instance of this when you communicated thoroughly. And just take a couple of minutes just to bathe in that energy. Notice what happened at that time. How did you feel? How was your energy? Who were you with? Where was it? What did you say? What did you do? How much of you did you feel? And what was the outcome? Package all of those aspects up into a parcel and wrap it up in a blue cloth safely and securely. And place this package somewhere in your body that you feel it most belongs. And know that this will be with you forever, always easily accessible, whenever you want to express what the real you wants to express. It's there forever and always accessible. What we're going to do now is look at most likely a current situation where you're not expressing yourself fully and thoroughly, but where you would like to. So just take a moment to think of one example where you're not expressing yourself exactly as you would want to. Look deep inside you. What would you really want to express? Your intuition will let you know what it is that you want to express fully and as the real you. Now let's have a look at all the aspects of this. What haven't you said or expressed? What have you expressed that was good? What have you expressed that was maybe not so good? What is left unsaid? What do you need to think about? What do you need to consider? What part of your personality may you need to develop to be able to do this? What spiritual help would you like to call on? Take a moment to look at this current situation. Now let's get all these aspects and put these into a package. Imagine a cloth on the ground or on the table and put all of these aspects of your current situation onto the cloth. How you feel, what you've said, what you haven't said, what you'd like to develop, what help you might need, what outcome you might like. Put them all onto the cloth. Now, let's take out the previous package, the one in the blue cloth. Retrieve that one and place it next to the current package. Open the blue cloth and look at the two situations side by side. Are there any aspects that are the same that you're comfy with in the current situation? And what aspects are different? Look at the strength, the courage, the confidence, and the competence you had in the blue package. And notice how it differs from the current package. And just choose one or two that are the most different between your blue package and your current situation? The one or two aspects you would most like to improve? Choose these one or two and observe the difference. What needs to happen? What help do you need to make the current aspects more like the ones in the blue package? And ask for help. And now put together your current package, which is slightly different. Thank the blue package for what it's given you, for the strength that you know you can always call on. Wrap it up again and place it back into your body where it most belongs. And now it's always there and always accessible. And look at your current package. How is it different from when you first assembled it? What extra strength or knowledge or help might you have now? Thank this current situation because it is a lesson we're being taught. It's a way for us to learn and to grow and to develop. We express gratitude for what is fundamentally our teaching package. We will have more of these as we go through life. And each time we learn and grow and develop. And we can always call on the blue package and our spiritual help. So thank the current package, knowing that you're going to take it forward with you as you move on through this period of your life. Keep it safe. It is a teaching tool. And it's time for us to come back now. Take a low, slow breath. Become aware of your surroundings, of the warmth, of whatever you can feel, your chair, your feet on the ground. Move your fingers, move your toes. And when you're ready, please open your eyes.